But I mean, I totally share Sabrina's view. It's going to be very, very important to be very clear about what we all have in common in our approach to the Dharma. Mm. And that's what's going to be what holds us together.
Mm.
And as much as possible, sharing this, experiencing this together.
That's right.
But that's not going to be easy with them.
It's a big practice, isn't it?
People
it
really spread all over the world, and you know, people here are going to be poor for a long, long, long time.
Mm.
And you know, when we think of the order being 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people, it's going to be impossible to have. Well, I suppose it's not going to be impossible, but we have to think in different ways of having global conventions.
Well, that's part of why the internet, I think, is important. Yeah. You know, it's not going to replace relationships in a way, but there's a kind of mechanism there that now allows you to talk to an awful lot of people at the same time, or bring people together in some kind of meaningful way. So it's part of a kind of general practice of sangha, and making the imaginative effort to remain connected.
Certainly very much helps, but I don't think it can replace face-to-face contact and side-by-side contact.
No, that's true.
I think there's a... We mustn't forget that. Mm.
This is probably where we come from slightly different angles. I think that's absolutely true. On the other hand, I think that when you have no ability to meet face-to-face, the internet is almost in its infancy.
I wasn't arguing against that. I was simply emphasising that the primary issue is immediate contact.
Yeah, sure.
And if there aren't enough people having that immediate contact, I don't think the internet can work as a means of experience of a shared transcendence. Yeah.
One of the things we've been talking about all week with the internet and this convention is almost like a practice of bearing people in mind. So if you can't be here, or if you are here, trying to retain a sense that there are other people who are both interested and engaged, even if it's in a much you know, more limited way.
Mm.
Presumably, the kind of, in a way, core contact between order members that you're speaking about is essential. A lot of that is going to happen at chapter level and in local regions. Some people will travel between continents and between cultures, but a lot of people won't. Do you think that's going to suffice, that we have a network of strong regional and local orders?
Well, I think you need a core of people who are in contact worldwide, if you see what I mean. And so there needs to be sufficient overlap and mutual experience. Not everybody's going to be able to do that. I mean, the commentator is right. I mean, theoretically, there's no reason why you shouldn't have 20,000 people on a conference. People do that.
Budgets, I suppose.
Well, budgets may not be a limit in the future.
Wow.
It's at least possible.
You heard it here first, folks. Yeah. Pretty...
Well, you know, there are other spiritual movements that manage to raise a lot of money and fund themselves. You see it. So I don't see why that shouldn't happen to us, that we have some business or... whatever. Let's not think of ourselves as always scrabbling for money and always having Dhamma Chakra appealing.
That's right, yes, filling the odd hole in the budget every year. Certainly
also,
taxing.
The internet is going to... I mean, the internet's so new, isn't it? And it's just changing all the time.
That's right.
I don't understand it at all, but I imagine it's just going to get more and more realistic. And while I don't disagree with you at all about the necessity for... You know, there has to be a basis in personal communication face-to-face, but... I suspect that there are going to be enormous developments.
That's right. When we first started talking about how would you build a sort of platform for communication for the kind of movement and order that we have, about maybe 5 years ago, one of the things we talked about was the kind of relationship with the Buddha going where the people are. So a lot of people spend a lot of time online. Mm. How do you give them a kind of choice with their mental states? What are they going to do if they're spending time online? Where do they go? What is that space kind of conduce to? And even 5 years ago, the shape of all that was completely different from now. People now spend lots of time on social networks where they don't even visit what's now known as the old internet. Such a thing as the old internet. So I think it's going to change beyond recognition, even in my lifetime.
I think we should take the opportunity to meditate at Buddhagaya while we can. Because it's going to get enormous, I think. Over the last 20 years, it's grown enormously. And I just don't think it can sustain this sort of growth that's happening there.
Yeah.